The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Flicked on and off. I'm kind of sensitive to noise, like to the ongoing rumbling diesel truck engine or leaf blower engine I was very conscious of when the noise would shut off. Sometimes I would acclimatize to the noise during it, and it ceased to be a kind of conscious burden on the heart. But then when the noise shut off, it was like, this is good, you know. And the kind of subtle friction of suffering that I had just sort of been living with, adapted to, kind of fell away. And the truth is, I think a lot of our suffering is like that. We kind of acclimatize to it. It's not always so neatly punctuated when it falls away, and we often actually miss it. But with the noise, it's very obvious. And this is an important practice theme for us, to actually notice those moments when the suffering fades out somewhat. And the mind is so accustomed to sort of seeking problems that sometimes we miss relative states of contentment and ease. But the Buddha was quite, at least two things come to mind. One, his suggestion was to really notice the ending of things, the ending of suffering, the ending of peace, the ending of sound, the ending of silence. The mind tends to go to the arising, but the fading away is actually a gateway to insight. So he said, notice the endings. And he also said, notice absence. When aversion is present, notice aversion. And when it's absent, know that, absence. It's so natural just to move on to the next problem, the next roadblock, the next challenge, the next object of opportunity. But notice absence too. And so as you walk and sit using these themes to get complicated at all, see if you notice endings, absence. Okay. Nice to be with you. Feels good to sit, leaf blowers and all. So. Okay, carry on. Thanks.